G'day, Damon. Great to speak with you today.
Read your press release the other day, and it didn't surprise me. We've had a downturn in volunteers at community sporting clubs right across the country.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a noticeable issue. We all know how important volunteers are to community sport. It literally doesn't exist without them. And over the last couple of years of COVID, we're seeing that up to 50% of clubs are struggling to attract and retain volunteers. It's a big issue.
Well, you know, in a town like Mildura and a district, St Raja, and I'll just take the St Raja Football League, for example, to try and run a round of football at your home ground on a Saturday, which includes netball and all the juniors and reserves and senior football, if you haven't got maybe 50 volunteers, you're going to find it very hard.
Yeah, you are. And those clubs who are telling us that they're struggling, they're talking about a 50% reduction in the number of volunteers that they've had in previous years. So you try and run it with 25, not possible.
No, exactly right. And like we spoke off air, Patrick, if your volunteer base actually dwindles away to nothing, community sport doesn't happen.
Community sport doesn't happen. It really is that dramatic. And as you know, community sport isn't just about what happens, you know, on the pitch or on the track, whatever your sport is. It's about the whole sense of community around your club and the game and the training, the events, the canteen. So it'll leave a big hole in community life if these clubs fold.
It's not only just in regional and just community clubs. Like, even in the AFL, Patrick, there's people that are volunteers. And are there on a weekly basis. So they would even lose a fair chunk of their turnover and staff as well if it really dwindles to nothing.
Yeah, they will. You're absolutely right. It goes right up the spectrum, and it's a serious issue. I mean, community sport, if we focus on that, but I think all levels of sport have been hit in a lot of ways by COVID. There's been financial impacts, but there's also been impacts on participation and volunteering. So it's a really dire time for sport in Australia.
It doesn't surprise me that there's been a downturn. I know that at under-18s level here in St Raja, in a number of different disciplines, they're struggling to get those kids back and involved playing sport.
Yeah, that's right, actually. That chimes with our own survey. So we did a survey of 1,000 community clubs back end of last year, and we talked about participation, among other things. And that 11 to 18-year-old age group, and that was the age group that had not come back to sport after the shutdowns ended. And, you know, that's got big issues for those kids as they grow older, their health and mental health as well as physical health, but also the sustainability of the clubs.
I think if, correct me if, you know, tell me if you disagree with me, but I think if COVID only had lasted 2020, we mightn't be speaking like this.
Yeah, look, it's anybody's guess, but I think you're right. It was the fact that we had shut down, came back, shut down again, and then this long period where social distancing, hygiene measures and so on was an issue. I think it really disrupted sport and it disrupted people's habits, and that's what we're trying to sort of battle against at the moment.
And like, yeah, it's one thing to volunteer at a sporting club. You're always going to get more than one job. You're probably going to get three or four. But if there's more layers added to those jobs because of COVID, it almost becomes too demanding and too hard.
Yeah, exactly. When we delved into this survey that we did and we looked into the decline in volunteers, one of the big reasons was that the volunteers had too much extra work and too much responsibility. Sanitising equipment between use,
yep,
managing the COVID check-ins, making sure that people kept social distancing, came in one entrance and left in the other, staggering training. These were all issues that were an extra burden on already hard-pressed volunteers. So, yeah, big problem.
Yeah, including your COVID marshal and 10-tonne of paperwork, it became a lot of work for very, very few people.
If I see another COVID-safe plan for my football club, I'll wake up in cold sweats.
Yeah, I've heard lots of people involved with sporting clubs say that, Patrick. Is there anything in place to try and turn this around?
Yeah, well, look, that's what we're trying to do. We know it's a big issue. So what we've recently done, the Australian Sports Foundation, our role is to help clubs raise money. We run Australia's only sports-specific fundraising platform,
yep,
and that enables clubs to offer their members and supporters the benefit of a tax deduction when they make a donation to support their clubs. So put that into perspective, Damon. Last year, we helped clubs raise over $50 million. So you have to sell a lot of sausages to raise $50 million, mate. We're trying to help clubs on the revenue front. And then these other problems, we've just teamed up in a partnership with ClubMap, who've got a fantastic program aimed squarely at hard-pressed committees of community clubs, looking at how they streamline administration, how they reduce that burden, but also how to attract and retain volunteers and participants. So we thought if we work together with ClubMap, they can help clubs in that broader space, and we can help clubs on the revenue, and together we'll help clubs pull through this period.
Oh, absolutely, Patrick. That's a fantastic blueprint you got, Dan. If you can, lots of people love to be a volunteer at a sporting club for the social side of things and all that type of, just the outskirts you get being a volunteer. But if you can streamline their workload, you're going to retain them a lot easier.
Exactly. Look, they want to volunteer for the social connection and the sense of community and the fun they get. And they accept a little bit of admin, but they don't want to be bogged down every evening or every weekend doing the paperwork. So that's where we're trying to help.
And $50 million in sausages, that's a two or three full butcher's fulls, I think, Patrick. That's pretty hard to... are you available to contact from any community sporting club in Australia? What's the best way to contact?
Just any community sporting club in Australia can sign up and use our platform, get a whole range of resources and advice from our team. Just jump on our website. It's asf.org.au, and everything is seamless from there on in.
Yeah, it's not hard to forget Australian Sports Foundation, is it? It's right there.
Right.
It's a great idea. I think you're on a bit of a winner there. If you can help clubs' revenues and you can help people streamline their workload, I think you're on halfway to keeping your volunteers and making everything a lot easier to run.
Exactly. Look, that's the idea. The reality is, Damien, all of us have been involved in community sport. You know, many of us are still playing community sport. We know what it's like, and so we know the pain points, and that's why we're trying to help.
Patrick, it's been great to catch up with you, and I hope next time you go to a committee meeting with your football club, there is no COVID safe plan you have to fill out again. Hopefully we've seen the end of those.
Hey? Let's hope so.
Oh, my goodness. I can see exactly why a lot of volunteers have gone. It's too hard. I volunteer myself at a sporting club in St. Raja, and COVID marshals and COVID protocols and sanitising stations, it just adds to what's already a big workload.
Yeah, it is. It's a nightmare, it really is. I mean, we've got to go through it at the moment, but hopefully things are going to ease.
Yeah, no, with the idea you've got in place, if you can just transition the clubs through the other side of this, I think we might get back to somewhere normal, sooner rather than later.
Let's hope so.
Patrick, it's been great to have you on the program this afternoon. Take care and stay safe.
And you, Damien, thanks for your talk.